Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Canada's foreign minister says the country will not back down in the face of new US tariffs. She made her comments as Canada unveiled new tariffs on $12 billion worth of US goods. This report is from Jessica Murphy.
This is really Canada's strongest trade action since the Second World War, even though the U.S. is our biggest trading partner. There's also really a basket of about 250 U.S. goods. We're talking about everything from ketchup to whiskey to pizza to playing cards. Some really targeting key political battlegrounds in the U.S., like Wisconsin, like Pennsylvania. So it's really meant to make senior U.S. officials sit up and take notice.
Divisions have already begun to emerge between European Union leaders over how the bloc's agreement on curbing migration will be implemented. The deal, reached after marathon negotiations in Brussels, envisages the creation of secure centres to receive migrants within the EU in countries willing to build them. The Austrian Chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, said migrants should be processed before they reach the European Union.
Das ist ein ganz wesentlicher Schritt, denn nur wenn wir sicherstellen, dass Menschen nach der
This is a really significant step. Only by ensuring that rescued people will be brought to third countries and not onto European soil can we destroy the traffickers' business model and massively reduce the number of people coming into Europe. The important thing now is the speedy implementation of these proposals, because they are only worth something if they're implemented.
The airline Virgin Atlantic has said it will no longer work with the British Home Office to forcibly deport people who it believes to be illegal immigrants. Campaigners say it's in response to the wrongful deportation of Caribbean immigrants who'd been in Britain for decades. Ben Ando reports.
There was outrage when it became known that 63 members of the so-called Windrush generation, those who were invited to Britain from the Caribbean to alleviate post-war labour shortages, had been forcibly deported as part of the Home Office's hostile environment policy to immigrants. The policy was championed while Theresa May was Home Secretary. It emerged that many were sent back because the Home Office itself had destroyed their records. In a statement, Virgin Atlantic said it had informed officials that it would no longer play a part in the enforced deportation of anyone deemed to be an illegal immigrant, saying the decision was in the best interests of its customers and its people.
You're listening to The World News from the BBC.